I'm going to do a small little illustration. As you see, this is a glove. And this glove can't do anything. It can't cook. It can't write. It can't do anything. Okay. So I put my hand in the glove. Now the glove can write. It can somehow cook. Not so well. It can do something. You see, without God, we can do nothing. In John 15, 5 to 7, it says that we can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. So this glove can do something when my hand is in the glove. It can do amazing and tremendous things. But with the Holy Spirit, when He fills you, that is enormous. Amen? So John 15, 5 to 7 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Far apart from you can do nothing. I've entitled my message, Closer Than a Brother. And over the years, the Holy Spirit has become my closest friend. Peter, my husband, was my closest friend on earth. But the Holy Spirit has become my spiritual best friend. And let me ask you the question, is the Holy Spirit God? Yes, He is. God has three parts, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, He is not rude. He is not far off, the spiritual being. He is not weird. The Holy Spirit has a will, emotion, and intellect. Robert Morris says this, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and through us. He hears, speaks, teaches, and guides us into truth. He glorifies Christ. He reveals Christ to us and brings all of Christ's words to our remembrance. He shows us the things to come, knows the deep things of God, searches all things, and reveals all things. And where He is, there is liberty. He inspired the writers of the Bible, reveals the Son to us. We are convicted by Him, born again by Him, led by Him, filled by Him, sealed by Him. The truth is the Holy Spirit desires a relationship with us. Amen. So have you ever wanted to meet someone and you just couldn't get that introduction going? Amen. It happens. It happens a lot of times. I find myself over here in my own space. It's easy for me to introduce. But when I go out there, I kind of get shy and I don't want to introduce myself to anyone. And so that is often what holds us back and stops us from actually being introduced to someone. It's always easier when a close friend comes around and says, come, I'll introduce you. And that's what's wonderful about Jesus, is that thankfully, He knows the Holy Spirit than anyone and has already introduced us to Him. So as we read today, we're going to read in Scripture, Jesus tells the disciples that He will pray the Father. So the Greek word pray literally means ask, and He will give you another helper. Do you know what was about to happen? It was when Jesus made that introduction. They were going to have the Last Supper. It was hours before Jesus was going to be crucified. And He tells them that He's going away. And imagine what the disciples were thinking. They must have felt like, oh, and now what are you going to do? What are we going to do? Our leader is now going away. We feel uncertain, or maybe they feel fear. Many of us have probably felt that way. With the loss of a loved one, maybe the loss of a friend, maybe the loss of a mentor, you felt fear or maybe insecurity or what am I going to do now? But Jesus assured them that they wouldn't be alone. This is what He says, and the helper would be with them to help them keep His commandments. In John 14, verse 17, Jesus goes on to further to say, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. He's telling His disciples, you already know Him. Jesus' message to the disciples is true, still true for us today. That the Holy Spirit is here for us, that He wants to be our helper, that He wants to be our closest friend. And just as Jesus told the disciples, He tells us today that we can have that peace in knowing that He's always there and that all He wants is a relationship with each and every one of us. And this is how I know that God is always with us. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, it says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." John 14, 16, verse 16, "And I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper." Verse 17 says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You will know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, God's divine presence in believers. He guides us, he teaches us, he leads us, he empowers us for godly living and ministry. John 14, 26, "But the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So let's explore the attributes of who the Holy Spirit is. Number one, the Holy Spirit is our guide. He's a personal being with intellect, emotions, and a will. And the Holy Spirit is far from strange. And as a Pentecostal church, we still believe in the power of healing and we still believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John 16, verse 13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and will declare to you the things that are to come." The boys and I have two boys, two sons. We go hiking a lot. We love hiking. And last week when we did go hiking, we had to choose a trail. And I know that my eldest son, Matthew, would go with a 21 trail. So I made sure that we took the green trail, which shows arrows of 9 kilos, because that's about as far as we're going to go. And along the way, I realized that what we did was we would, I don't know if any of you have been on a hike, but you would stop. And then you start again, and you go again, and then you stop, and you start, and you go again, and you pause, and you drink a cup of water, or whatever you do, and maybe have a snack along the way, and make a real trip of it, you know? And then you look at the horizon, and this is the same for our journey of life. Along the way, we're not going to just keep walking. You know, you're gonna have those moments where you're going to stop, you're going to start, and you're going to pause. So there are things in our life and on our journey that we're going to stop doing and we're going to have to start doing, and we might have to put it on pause. And once you know what those things are, let God direct you and lead you. It's if David were writing the Psalm 23 verse 3 today, he might say, "God keeps me on track." And the good shepherd doesn't just feed us, he leads us. He doesn't just correct us, but he directs us. And guiding and directing us like a shepherd does, that's so wonderful about Jesus, is that he's always leading us and directing us. And maybe it is difficult to embrace the will of God at times because we're like, "No, I can't, I'm not going to do that, I'm sorry." And I want you to know that God provides us with tools so that we can follow him and be directed by him. He gives us the Bible. He gives us our conscience. He gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us. God desires for us to live right, to rightly live in accordance with what his plan is for our lives. So it's vitally important and crucial that we follow his guidance, amen, and obey his direction. He takes care of how we fulfill the mission. He knows the plans he has for you and for me, amen. And just as a teacher guides her students, so the Holy Spirit wants to guide us, lead us, support us, and show us the way. The Holy Spirit, number two, is our helper. In John 14, verse 26, "But the helper of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." In life, we need help. And how many of us are so stubborn that we don't want to receive the help? And I speak for myself. Many a time, I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm fine. We always say that. And the Bible says that if you don't ask, you won't receive. You receive not because you ask not. And God cares about every little detail of your life. Amen. Whether you're washing your hair or whether you are cooking dinner, because I need help with cooking dinner, and whether you're cleaning that garage that is so untidy, God is interested in every single detail of our lives. And you can talk to him about it. You can talk to him about what you are frustrated about, what brings you joy, because that is what he wants to be, a part of everything in your life. Amen. And we might have people that help us. Maybe we embrace that. Maybe you have a helper. Maybe you have an assistant at work, wherever you are. But guess what? We have the best helper of all and the most amazing helper. We have the Holy Spirit who is with us. And he won't wash your dishes or tidy up, but he will definitely give you the grace to undertake what you do with a great attitude. Amen. And before I used to pray a set prayer, I used to pray, Father, forgive me. Father, help me to be a good wife. Help me to be a good friend. Help me to be a good mother. How many of us have prayed that? Said prayers. That's the way we pray, and that's the only way. Eventually, I was like, no, man, I can't be praying like this anymore. Father, please. And I was like, Holy Spirit, teach me to pray. Teach me to pray. And as I did that, my relationship with God grew. And I grew closer with him. James 4:8 says, as you draw close to him, he draws close to you. And so Romans 8:26 says this, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Number three, the Holy Spirit is your friend. The Holy Spirit desires that personal relationship with believers, offering companionship and guidance and support. What more do we want? We need the Holy Spirit to be a part of who we are. Amen. Especially as a follower of Christ. God loves you so much that he sent the Holy Spirit. And some of us just don't embrace that relationship with him. We find it's difficult to do that, to actually embrace a friendship with the Holy Spirit, with God. But if you are a follower of Jesus, his Spirit is in you and he is already your friend. John 15:15 says, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. And when I first began to understand this amazing relationship that I can have with the Holy Spirit, my life changed. My world changed. I lost my husband, and I felt like, whoa, I am on my own. Oh, my goodness. I have no one to talk to, and I can talk. I can really talk. I mean, my husband was quiet, and so he just had to receive. And so what I realized is that I sat there one day and it's like the Holy Spirit said to me, excuse me, I've been around all this time. You acknowledge me, please. And so I had to like thank the Lord, say, Father, thank you. You have been with me all this time. You have been with me all this time. You say you'll never leave me nor forsake me. And then the Holy Spirit just has to hear me rattle on now. I love it. I love it that I can speak to him and he's my best friend. Amen. And when we don't know the Holy Spirit as our friend, you will be reluctant to tell him everything about what's going on in your life. But I encourage you today to talk and listen to the Holy Spirit throughout the day. Ask him to lead you and guide you in your every day what to do. The more you practice doing that, remember I spoke to you about that introduction? Well, the more you, once you've been introduced to him, this is where it happens, is that your relationship develops and it starts growing, and then you'll realize how wonderful and amazing he is. And he wants to develop that close and intimate relationship with you so that he can be your helper, so that he can be your close friend. God has given us this tremendous gift. He's given us the Holy Spirit. Amen. And remember that you're not alone. You have a friend and so much more. And he's always going to be ready and willing to help you. Always. It's not like a friend who like picks up the phone once a month or once every 3 months and says, "Hello, how are you?" That's not who the Holy Spirit is. John 14, verse 16, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you," and listen to the word, "forever." He is present forever and always. It's just like a true friend who stands by you through thick and thin. This is who he is. Amen. He remains constant, and he wants us, he offers us. He says, "Here it is, I give it to you. I offer you encouragement. I offer you guidance. I offer you support." Amen. Have you met my best friend, the Holy Spirit? If not, now is the perfect time. His presence in your life can change everything. Maybe you, a new Christian, maybe you don't know who he is. I hope that you can come to know how truly great he is and how phenomenal and victorious your life with God can be if you allow him to come into relationship with you. So as we conclude today, I want to encourage each of you to ask the Holy Spirit, "What are you saying to me through this message?" Allow him to reveal himself to you as the person he truly is. In Luke 11, 28, it's not on the screen, but I want to share this with you. "Blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice." Let's develop a personal relationship with him and allow him to guide us into all truth. And there's two things I'd like us to apply in our lives. Firstly, read your Bible each day with an open heart. Let God speak to you. Listen, number two, for what the Holy Spirit might say or reveal to you. And write that down. Write it down. I promise you, if you will open your heart to the Holy Spirit, you'll see an increase of his presence and his power in your life. He wants to do amazing things in and through you. Would you stand with me? I'm going to ask that you put your hand on your heart, as Pastor Brent would always ask us to do. And we're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Jesus, we thank you for introducing us to the Holy Spirit. Thank you for introducing me to the Holy Spirit and for giving me the opportunity to grow in a relationship with you. I want to know him as my helper and friend. Help me to remember today that the Holy Spirit is always with me. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we know that you are our counselor of truth, our help in need, and the one who fills us with the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, we pray this very day to come into greater communion with you. You so graciously work to intercede for us to the Father, but also to comfort us with your peace that goes beyond all understanding. Holy Spirit, please come. Holy Spirit, today we ask for godly counsel and direction. In Psalm 37, verse 4, "To delight yourselves in the Lord, so boldly seek to do so today." We following the will and the heart of the Father is our greatest desire, for we know his plans and that are best for us. And in the end, glorify the kingdom. Holy Spirit, please lead us by your wisdom, discernment, and kindness throughout our lives. Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for your love. Holy Spirit, we seek and so earnestly crave to be in your presence, to feel the inner work of you in our hearts, Lord. You so graciously give comfort and truth and love. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this very day in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are with us through everything. I want to ask you that you keep your eyes closed. This is a different call right now. You may be here today and you may have been searching for a while for a sense of meaning and purpose. And the truth is, meaning and purpose are only found in Jesus. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, 11, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to bless you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future, Today you can make the decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And this decision starts as a journey towards knowing God and fulfilling the purpose you will as you give your life to Jesus. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus is the only way to the Father. The Bible also says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Today, if you confess your sin, he will forgive you. This gift is a gift from Jesus. He's saying, I'm giving you a new life. It's a decision that will change your entire life as you surrender yourself to him. If that is you, then I want you to pray a prayer with me because it's going to change your life. Ask yourself this question. If you had to die tonight, where would you wake up to spend eternity? If you're not sure, then you can be sure. If you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today we're going to give you that opportunity. I'm going to count to three, and if you can put up your hand, someone's going to put something in your hand. You don't have to be alarmed by that. If that is you, and you want to make that decision today to follow and make Jesus Lord of your life, then you can put up your hand. This is about you and God. That's got nothing to do with the person next to you. You right now have this opportunity to make this decision, to embrace in a relationship with Jesus. Amen. I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. If that is you, thank you. I see that hand. I thank you. I see that hand. Thank you. I see that hand. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else? If you don't know Jesus today, there's another hand at the back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Church, we're going to pray this together. Father, we thank you for your great love. Your word says that if we would say with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we would be saved. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, and I believe he is alive. I choose to serve him by surrendering every part of my life to him today. Help me to know you more, to live a life that pleases you. I thank you that as I've done this and I've chosen to follow you, I am now saved. Heaven is my home. God is my Father. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Can we give God a praise offering this morning?